As chairman and CEO of Česká spořitelna Bank, Jack Stack is one of the best-known foreign businessmen in the Czech Republic. As well as being personally popular, he's also admired for turning around the bank's fortunes. When he took the helm at the turn of the decade, it was deeply in the red. Today, it's making billions of crowns in profits. When I met Mr. Stack at his Prague 4 office, I asked him what was the secret of his success at Česká spořitelna.
I think the secret of the success is energizing the people of Česká spořitelna into both, you know, adopting the right direction, the right strategies, and becoming much more professional in the banking business. I was able to use my 22 years of experience in the United States, but more than banking knowledge, it was getting the Česká spořitelna folks to believe in themselves and to believe and work very, very hard to change Česká spořitelna, which was a failing bank, into a modern financial services provider.
In general, how does doing business here compare to doing business in the States?
Good question. I think banking is very, very similar, whether it's in the United States, the UK, Australia, New Zealand. I think dealing with businesses, corporations, it's 100% the same between the Czech Republic and other places. The corporations here are very, very modern. I think on the retail side, dealing with consumers, it's about 75% the same as any place in the world, and 25% is local. You have to adapt to the local environment. You have to start to understand how people look at financial services. I think the consumers in particular in the Czech Republic are not as financially sophisticated and haven't purchased as many products as the typical American or EU consumer has. But that's changing rapidly, and the Czech consumer is becoming more familiar with financial products.
Would you say that banking in this country, or that Czechs rather, went straight from cash to credit cards without anything in between? Like checks, for example.
Well, I think it's great we don't have checks in the Czech Republic. But, you know, we went straight from cash to payments, electronic payments. In general, the Czech consumer, which everybody is concerned about, is relatively conservative in their borrowing practices. When we look at lending to the Czech consumer versus lending to, in my home country, Americans, you know, Americans have borrowed a lot already and want to borrow more. The typical Czech consumer, you know, hasn't borrowed anything before, is a first-time borrower, and is just getting used to the idea of I can borrow money to help me buy a home, I can borrow money to help me furnish a home, and I think is acting very responsibly. So I don't think it's moved from cash to credit cards and a free lifestyle, a hedonist lifestyle of borrowing and never paying back. I haven't seen that at all.
Generally speaking, the Czech economy is doing very well. Every week, every month, we read good figures, the latest figures. What do you think the Czechs need to do to maintain that healthy economy and to keep going in the right direction?
I think it's very important that the government addresses deficit spending, pension reform, investment in education, and investment in healthcare. We need to address those, because if we don't address those, they will be a drag on the future economy. I believe that the SME sector and kind of, you know, unemployment coming down, GNP growing, foreign direct investment, the overall legal structure is in place, and accession to the EU has been a great benefit with regard to exporters. And we're living in pretty good times now, although it hasn't affected all segments of the population. But as you look out over the next 5 years, unless we go after pension reform and health care and deficit spending, the deficit spending really must be addressed, and education, it's going to hurt us. And if you don't address it during good times, it's much harder to address it when there's a cyclical possible downturn.
Again, about your own personal experience, did you find any kind of cultural barriers when you came to work here in terms of getting on with your colleagues or your subordinates?
I don't know if it was cultural barriers, but I am not good in languages. So that was a real hindrance as I struggled with the language. I think also it took adapting on my part and my family's part with regard to how to adjust to the way things are done in the Czech Republic. I mean, it's everything from in America, we don't assign seating in movies, whereas you go to the kino here, it's assigned seating, to where's the dry cleaner, to dressing much more formally here. The first time I went to a concert at the Rudolfinum, I had a sport jacket and an open neck shirt on, and that was clearly not the thing to do. And I now whenever I go to an event, whatever it says, I try to dress even more formally than it says, because I know it's much more formal here.
Do you enjoy living here in Prague, you and your family?
You know, when we first moved from New York, I was born in New York and raised in New York, so I'm one of those people who has spent all their lives in New York. And I came here. When I would leave New York, I would say to my daughter who lives in New York, I'm going to Prague. Now, and that was 1999 and 2000. Now, when I leave New York and I say goodbye to my daughter, I say I'm going home. So both my wife and I have grown to love both the Czech Republic and living in Prague, and have really, in a sense, for folks who only lived in America and now having lived in Europe for 6 years, you look at the world a little bit differently. You understand more where other people are coming from. And, you know, to be here in Prague over the past 6 years with the economic advances that have taken place, with EU accession, it's been a very exciting time period to be here.
Are there any particular events or things that happened in that period that stand out?
I think in particular EU accession for a banker was a very big deal, because the EU helped the Czech Republic put in place the structures that were necessary for the economic growth that we're now experiencing. And we wouldn't be experiencing this economic growth without EU membership and putting in place the structures. The other thing that kind of stands out is I'm a big lover of Prague Spring, and I've actually seen Prague Spring and the International Music Festival develop along with Smetana's Lidomyshl. So I kind of have a great event in the sense that each May it comes and it gets better and better each May. So those are some of the things that stand out.
But still, you're planning to leave Prague next year, I believe?
That's right. Next summer, a year from now, we're planning to move back to New York. I think it's two factors. One factor clearly is I've been in this job 7 years at that point. It's time for a change. It's time for somebody else to come in with a lot of energy to energize the troops. And two, I'm 61, and next year I'll be 61. And it's a little bit time to kind of go to New York, which is my hometown, and reacquaint myself. I need to reacquaint myself with New York.
Jack Stack, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ian. I really enjoyed it. And I'm a big fan of Radio Prague.